I'm really pleased at how we played. Everybody had a chance to contribute. I love that. I love when everybody can come in off the bench all the way down to, last person on the bench. And I thought everybody did well. What I was really proud of was defensively. I think, we didn't have any drop-offs when we subbed. If anything, when we subbed in the first quarter, we got better defensively. So that was great to see. I thought our bench came in with a huge spark. And then our starters, picked it up. And then, as when we kept subbing, I thought everybody contributed. But I like the fact that we held some of their key players to under 6 points, I believe it was, and Sylvie and Nelson. So that was a game plan, and I think they did a good job. Martin got a little bit away from us with 14 points, but our stats are just off the charts, shooting free throw percentage, 85%, 50% from the three. I'm just really pleased with how we played.
And just going off of some of those rotations that you had today, early in that first quarter, the starters turned the ball over a couple times. You bring in a new five. It just seemed like you did that a few times today. Just kind of, was that the plan, or did you just want to get a new fresh group in when there were a few turnovers early?
No, that's a stat that I don't like, that we had 21, but I think we just got, a little lackadaisical with the ball when we got up big, and I was trying to get everybody to stay disciplined and focused. But, I think our starters, we were up when I subbed, but, our bench came in and had a big-time spark, and it wasn't planned to sub in, five out. I just thought that, with the lead that we were building, that we could get people playing time and keep people fresh, no reason to run people into the ground, and we were producing, so I felt like whoever I subbed in played good minutes, so that's a great place to be for a coach, so you could just keep subbing in people and letting people shine, so.
You've talked about the last SIU game is being a huge mental wake-up call for the team, almost something that was necessary to get them to play where they are now. To see them go out there and perform like this against that same team, just how much does it say about how much they've grown since that loss?
Well, we've grown tremendously. I mean, we are way, way more mature than we were at that point in the season. And I know we started off great in non-conference, but I've said it a million times, once we got to conference, we kind of relaxed and we were complacent. So, since that loss, I think that, our focus has been different. And even coming into this game, it was more of a revenge type payback game, not to say that, SIU didn't play great the first time, because they did, but we didn't play our best basketball. And we just wanted to prove that we've improved since then and gotten better to ourselves, but also to our fans. And we felt like we owed it to them. We had a great crowd. So we just wanted to come out and perform well, and stick to the game plan, limit their best players, limit their shots and makes, and make sure we contest, make sure we get our switches, make sure we're just focusing on what we wanted to do defensively, and then offensively play our game.
Yeah, Coach Ellie went 6 of 7 today. How fun is it to watch her get open and shoot?
Yeah, I mean, Ellie's kind of hit her stride after the SIU game, to be honest, because I think right after that was Indiana State, and she hit 4 threes in that game, I believe, and she hasn't really looked back. So having Ellie perform like that is just awesome. I love seeing it for her with that big old smile on her face, and the bench is going crazy, but also we need it. We need her to be confident. We need our bench to be confident. So I'm just super proud of her. And I think, at the same time, that SIU game was just – it was a wake-up call, and it was also just, kind of a slap in the face with some things, and I think some people took it personal. Like at that time, Ellie, I believe, was 1 for 13 in conference from the three, and she's, to me, one of the best shooters in the conference. Her stats weren't reflecting that at first. So she just really took that to heart and was like, I got to be better. She works hard anyway, but she started working harder, and then, now she's kind of reaping the benefits of that, and I just love to see her, shoot at that kind of percentage from the three.
You ever notice her singing, or are you coaching? That's going on.
Does she sing?
No, the video board thing.
Oh, no. I'm like, is she singing in the game? No, I don't. I don't really notice the video board that much. Sometimes when we're in timeouts, something will be going on, and I see people's eyes like kind of wander up there, and I'll just be like, all right, everybody focus, But, they see themselves on the big screen, and, but no, I didn't see her singing.
I mean, it's not just Ellie today. The entire bench was just, it was all of them today. Just how much are you liking, we talk about it all the time, how deep your team is, but just how they were able to do today with 47 bench points.
Yeah, 47 points off your bench is tremendous, and I think it came from a variety of places. I thought Emily had good minutes. I thought, obviously, Ellie, we've talked about her. Manning had some good minutes. All the way down the stretch. And Trinity coming in, as a freshman, I thought, and even in the first half when she came in, we were in some foul trouble, especially in the post position. and I just wanted to give her, a shot. Obviously, we were up. And I thought she came in, and she actually played pretty good defense, and that's been what's kind of been holding her back, So I was pleased to see her really kind of, you know, dial in on the defensive end. Obviously, she hit a shot, but she's a bucket. You know, she comes in, Trinity can shoot. But in the second half, she started fouling a little bit, and that's kind of where she needs to grow and before she can really be a true contributor. But, you know, I just want to try and get her feet wet because she's instant offense off the bench. But I thought everybody did great off the bench.
You've talked many times about kind of the seeding and your goals sort of towards the end of the season. Obviously, the loss to SIU was a major part that some people took as an excuse to drop y'all. Was there kind of a mentality of coming to this one and prove that was kind of a mistake, that you guys are that top quality, top 15 team in the country?
For sure. You know, we, like I said earlier, we wanted to prove that we've gotten better, you know, and also we wanted to really beat them because they beat us. You know, we wanted to not just beat them by a couple points, we wanted to blow them out, and we did that. So we accomplished our goal in that regard. But, you know, hopefully now we can kind of stop talking about the SIU loss because, you know, it's kind of in the rearview mirror at this point, and we just have changed so much. I mean, even when I was doing the scout for this game and I went back and watched that game, I'm like, it's like night and day. You know, to me, our players are completely different now, and our synergy is completely different. So, you know, I'm happy it happened so that we could move forward and get better. But at this point, I mean, it's in the rearview mirror.
You doubled them up on the boards today. Just kind of, were you like, is that something you were emphasizing going in today?
Yeah, you know, that's always a big part of our game plan, and we've been pretty consistent in that area. And some of it came from Jazz with having 14. But then if you look, everybody else was spread out. So I just like the fact that everybody was crashing the boards because we always talk about having five defensive rebounders and limiting, you know, their offense to one shot. So I thought we did a pretty good job in that area, and then also getting some O boards too. So, you know, we just got to keep that stat consistent no matter what, and also our free throw percentage. Those are two things all year that, you know, are always a key.
Elise says one of the goals is to go undefeated at home and protect that home court. And with four games left, you all are undefeated at home. How important is it to win at home and also to reward these fans who are coming out?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, thank you to Lady Bear Nation, you know, showing up and showing out. I thought we had a pretty good crowd there, a really good crowd. And I'm happy that, you know, there's a buzz kind of in Springfield about us. So, you know, more people are coming to the games. But I just think, you know, at the end of the day, we do want to be undefeated at home. And so we want to do it for our fans, but we want to do it because it's been a goal for us too. And you can't keep looking at, okay, we have how many home games, 3-4 home games left. We just go game by game. Like, this is another chance for us to get closer to our ultimate goal. And that's what I said in the locker room before this. You know, I mean, we're on track. This is another chance for us to get closer to being undefeated. It's another chance for us to get closer to a regular season title. It's another chance for us to get closer to where we want to be seeding wise. So we just have to, like, you know, simplify our goals, but at the same time, just focus on the current game. So the next game, it'll be the next home game. It won't be like we have two home games, three home games left, whatever it is. You know, we just want to focus on the next one.
You said it was night and day when you went back and looked at film. Just kind of what are those little things that you're noticing as a coach that are just that much different right now?
Well, our pace offensively in that game at their place was terrible. I don't even remember how many transition points we had. I know we had only two transition opportunities in the second quarter, and that's not like us. But, you know, I think our pace offensively, but then also our defensive urgency and intensity is way better. I mean, there were so many switches because they run some good stuff, you know, and you got to really pay attention to detail when you guard them. And there were so many defensive assignments that we missed, and they got easy layups or they got easy three-point shots, or, you know, they ran in transition. We didn't stop the ball. We didn't get back. It's just completely different than our attention to detail now. So, and we've been pretty consistent since that game. I think every game we've gotten kind of better, and also just consistent in our defensive game plan. You know, that was the biggest difference to me in the first five conference games defensively. Even though we went 4 out of 5, I always say that, but our defensive, like, urgency and intensity and attention to detail was not really good.